This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. Taliban government spokesperson Zabibullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along their common border. Filing of nomination papers has begun for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry after the issuance of notification. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced on Sunday, along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. To tighten the surveillance during assembly elections in West Bengal, special emphasis will be given on technology-driven monitoring. Webcasting is being made mandatory in 100% polling booths. If webcasting is not conducted in any booth, decision of a re-election will be considered. For the first time in the state's electoral history, drones will be put into operation to monitor and observe situations in large gatherings or sensitive areas. According to commission sources, 55 assembly constituencies have already been identified as vulnerable. To oversee the overall election situation, a state-level control center has been set up at the CEO's office. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27 today. Initiating the discussion yesterday, Tariq Anwar of Congress alleged that government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat station scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the development and redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Mr. Anwar also alleged that the government is only making announcements in the name of passenger safety. Ganesh Singh of BJP said that over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railway. He said new technologies have been introduced and the railway network is also being expanded. He added that earlier the railway budget was merely 63,000 crore rupees in 2013-14, which has now increased to 2,78,000 crore rupees. In Rajya Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is likely to move the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The government has approved the revision of commission rates payable to Arthyas and cooperative societies engaged in procurement of wheat and paddy on behalf of the government. The revised commission rates will be effective from Rabi marketing season 2026-27 onwards. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas from Qatar, reached Mundra Port in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG Nanda Devi will arrive today. Indian Embassy in Doha has said that about 1,100 Indian passengers have travelled to New Delhi, Mumbai, Kochi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan will exclusively open for senior citizens today. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, in collaboration with the state and UT's Senior Citizens Cell of the Delhi Police, National Institute for Social Defence, Anugrah Regional Resource Training Centre and Brahma Kumaris, will facilitate the visit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.